Stones. Before we start the show about the interesting topic, Maral Shear just spoke and gave to Ron Roberts, he gave Divrei Chizuk. He spoke for about 50 minutes. I'm going to say over a synopsis in about 7 minutes. So he spoke
then
about...
How many people were listening?
He didn't say. They used a different method this time. They're not on Kol HaLashon, so that they wouldn't have people talking.
Are you supposed to be muted, by the way?
Yeah, let me try that again. There we are. So it says in the Gemara Brachos, Amalei Ahu Marabon. He says, what does it mean? It says in the Pasuk talks about Dvarim She'Omdim Berumo Shel Olam, the things that stand on the height of the world. So people are mazalzim b'hem. People like just ignore them. There's some very great things that people just completely ignore. What are these great things that people ignore? It says this. It refers to tefillah. Tefillah is a dava which is oimei b'rumah shel olam. That means the whole world depends on it. The whole world stands on tefillah, and people are mazalzim with it. They don't give it the respect that it is due. So he explained what does mean that it's oimei b'rumah shel olam. The whole world depends on tefillah. So when the Rosh Hashanah created the world, he created the world in 7 days. And after the creation of the world, it says, V'chol siach ha'solah terem yiyah ba'oretz. V'chol eitz ha'solah terem yitzmach. All of the plants did not yet grow and all the trees did not yet sprout. Ki lo yehem da'ashem l'lekem al ha'oretz. Because Hashem had yet made rain come to the land. Ki odem ayin la'avod es adamah. Because there wasn't a man to work on the soil. Rashi explains what does that mean. Hashem went through the whole 7 days of creation. He created everything. Everything was set up. It was all good to go. But not one plant grew. Nothing happened. Everything was static until man came along to appreciate how necessary it was for there to be rain. And he davened for rain. He asked Hashem for rain and then the rain came and plants grew. That means until man came along and davened, Hashem went through the whole creation, but nothing would have happened if no one came along and davened for it. That's the Yisoid. There's Pasuk in Tehillim that says, "L'chol amal libi, bakshu ponai, espanecha Hashem al-bakish." So Rashi there says, what does it mean, "L'chol amal libi"? L'chol amal libi means that it was said to my heart, that my heart is sent in a shlichus from the Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem sent my heart in a shlichus, bakshu ponai, and he says to me, davon, and then espanecha Hashem al-bakish. And because of that, I go and davon to Hashem. What does that mean? That there's lots of things that a person has in his heart automatically. Some say that all of the Aseres Dibros, the person has a natural inkling not to steal, not to kill, all these sorts of things. So Rashi is saying over here, there's another thing that is naturally in the heart of a person, which is to daven. The Rosh Hashanah puts into the heart of man the feeling that he wants to daven. Because nothing in this world can happen without tefillah. Everything is on pause until there is tefillah. That means that a person could be omid to become a Talmid Chacham, to become a rich person, to become a great person, whatever it is, but all the oats are there, they're waiting to come to him, but nothing will happen until he davens. It's like the key that opens up all the brachas into this world. Even by Yitzhak Mishraim, we find such a thing. We find Yitzhak Mishraim, even though there was a bris, that Hashem was curious to Avraham Avinu, and he said, I'm going to take your children out of Mitzrayim. I'll bring a ge'ula. But when it actually happened, what did it say? Hashem says, I heard Sa'akas Bnei Yisrael Bo'ilai. The cry of Klai Yisrael came to me. Why am I taking them out? Because they davened. If they hadn't davened, then it wouldn't have come out. Even though there was a bris to Avraham Avinu, nothing happens without tefillah. Even if a person feels that he's not roy to daven, then who am I? Why does Hashem need my tefillahs? I'm a nobody. So it says, we say in Slichos, Lo yatzik osen lachem apinin takninu lefonecho ki arachamecho rabin. That means that we can't come to daven to you because it's sitkosinu, because we are tzaddikim. Because even the greatest person, Be'etzem, is not fit to daven in front of Hashem. Only Arachem Mecho Arabim. Only because Hashem is merciful. What does that mean? That he's there, he's waiting to give us matonis. He wants to give us free gifts. Free. All we have to do is ask him for them. We have to come to him and say, can I have them? And then he's willing to give them to us. They're waiting to come to us. So there's no such thing as a person not being roy to daven, because Be'etzem, no one's roy to daven. But Hashem tells us, come and daven. I've got Arachem Mecho Arabim. I want to give you matonis. And all you have to do is come and clean. Now, in the Yotzvus of Parashat HaKodesh, which was last week, in Tfilis Musaf. So it refers to Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as being a Rosh Chodesh which is Yeshua's Makifus, that it's surrounded by Yeshua. So on the one side, it's got Purim just before it, and just after it, it's got Pesach. So we've got these Yeshua surrounding it. So Maharashi wants to say that not only that, it's also Mukaf with Tanisim, with fasties. It's got Tanis Esther just before, and it's got Tanis Bechoros just after. It says there's a very interesting link between Tanis Esther and Tanis Bechoros, these two fasts. They're different to every other fast the whole year. What is Tanis Esther? So the reason why, yeah, the Brisk Rav asks Kasha, how can the Rabbana make Purim and Chanukah? How can they make an extra Yom Tovim? Aye, there's an Issa about Tosef. You're not allowed to add on to what the Torah told you to do. The Torah said to keep a certain amount of Yom Tovim. How can the Rabbana make extra ones? So the text is, they're not saying that Hashem said to do this. They're saying we said to do this. There's an Issa Lo Yisotor. And we're misaking that you should keep these extra Yom Tovim. And the Rabbana says, why are they misaking Purim? So that we should remember, we should read the Megillah and remember the Shvach of Hashem, that he's close to our tefillos, and to teach people that it's true, that which they say, that who is a great nation that Hashem is close to them and listens to their tefillos like Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the Rosh Hashem, is close to all of our tefillos, and the whole reason why they made Purim is to teach this lesson. Now, one that they say you're allowed to read the Megillah, it says in Beis Medalef in Megillah, is your Gimel. And the Gemara says, why? It goes through all the days. How do we know you're allowed to be Megillah on that day? And it says, your Gimel is Pashut. Why is it Pashut? Because that's the day when there was a war. And it seems very strange. If there was a war, why are we making a Yom Tov? So the Rosh Hashanah explains that on the day of the war we have on your Gimel, we fast, Tanis Esther. The reason why we have Tanis Esther is to commemorate the fact that they fasted in the times of the war. Because everyone who goes out to war fasts. And since they fasted then, therefore we fast now to commemorate that. Now, this is different to every other fast. Because a regular fast, we fast to remember something bad that happened. Over here, we're fasting to remember a fast. Right? It's a very interesting idea. We're fasting to remember a fast. But this is the whole idea of Purim. Because the whole of Purim, like the Rambam explains, is a Yom Tov to remember that Hashem answered our tefillah. So over here, we're doing a fast to remember that there was a fast which Hashem answered. And that's why it's so posh that we can read Megillah on Yud Gimel. Because that is the day of Megillah. Megillah is to remember that Hashem listened to our tefillahs. And on your Gimel, that was the day where there was tefillah, and that's when Hashem listened to our tefillahs. That is why, specifically, on your Gimel, we can read the Megillah. Now, we find lots of other ways that this Tanis Esther is different to other Tanisim. First of all, you can't really fast on the day before Yom Tov. So how can we fast on the Erev Purim? The Tanis is because it's not a fast of sorrows, of bad things happening. It's a fast for the good, to remember that Hashem listens to our tefillahs. Another thing, if it falls out on Shabbos, usually we don't bring a fast earlier. When it falls out on Shabbos, we'll push it off to the next day. We won't bring it forward to Thursday. But Tanis Esther is different because it's not Puranis, it's not to remember bad things. It's to remember that Hashem listens to our tefillahs. Tanis Bechoros, which we fast the day before Erev Pesach, is the same thing. First of all, we fast the day before Yom Tov. How can we do that? And the second thing is we fast to commemorate what? With fasting, Rabbi Yehuda says that the day before Makkos Bechoros, Klal Yisrael had a big pakka. They were very scared because they thought that they were going to get killed. And the fast is to remember that they got saved. Like we do Pidgin Aben, all the Bechorim fast to remember that they got saved. It's very strange. Why are you fasting to remember you got saved? You should make a Yom Tov to remember you got saved, not fast. So the Teretz is, the Klal Yisrael was so scared that they were going to get killed. What did they do? They davened, and they fasted. And because they fasted, just like by Tanis Esther, we fast to remember fast, so too on Tanis Bechoros, the Bechorim are fasting to remember that they fasted. That means that these days are very special because they are remembering the Koyach of Tanis and the Koyach of Tefillah. And just like Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Mukav, is surrounded by Yeshua's, by us being saved on Purim Pesach, it's also Mukav with the way that we got saved. That's the special method that was used for us to get saved, which was fasting and Tefillah, because that's something that we find by Purim and by Pesach. But through Tanis and through Tefillah, that's how Klal Yisrael was saved. Now, In Shukrak, it says that the Nusach of Tefillah, it says, Shamalakinu, Ba'am Khoisov, it's Kulasam. So he went through, we say in Shmanesu every day, he went through this Tefillah and it just explains each part of it. But say Hashem again, we're asking Hashem to be happy with Am Kol Yisrael, with Klal Yisrael, and with Tefillah, with that Tefillah. What does it mean? It's two separate things. Be happy with Klal Yisrael, that means that some people aren't fit for to daven. They're not in the right place, in the right state to daven. So we're asking for Hashem to be happy with Klal Yisrael state and happy with that Tefillah, because Tefillah is only answered if it's the Kol Hashem group by MS. If it's an MS they could Tefillah, that means we really mean what we're saying and we really want it for good reasons. So we're saying that Hashem should be happy with us and with our tefillah. And he should bring back the avodah to the Dvei Beisekor, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Isha Yisrael is Fulasam Be'avu Brosim. So Isha Yisrael, those two types, it means those people who are Isha Yisrael, who sacrifice their life for Hashem, you should be happy with them and that tefillah. What does it mean that the avodah Yisrael HaMecho? You should always be happy with Kai Yisrael's avodah. Avodah, the Gemara in Tanya says, is tefillah. Is the avodah shebeleitz u tefillah. Hashem should be happy with our tefillah, which is our avodah nowadays. Now, so he explained that this Gemara in Brachos says there are things that are brumah shel olam, and people are mezalza with them, people sort of don't treat them with the right respect. What is that refers to tefillah? Now, in this situation, the koyach of tefillah has been taken away from us to a large extent. We can't daven tefillah with tzibur anymore. And the whole koyach of tefillah with tzibur that is oina, that Hashem answers, is the tefillah that's said with a minion with its tzibur. That's where the shekinah is shira. And it's been taken away from us. And the reason is because people are mezalza with it. If people don't treat davening with the right respect, then it gets taken away from them. The koyach of tefillah, the power of being able to have tefillah, is taken away from them. He said the tikkun for this is to be mechazik in tefillah, in davening with a minyan, in not now, obviously, when we can't, but a person should be mekabel upon himself, that he will stick to his zmanic tefillah, he should stick to davening with a minyan, and that he shouldn't talk during davening, which apart from being an issa, mitzvah to roll, also takes away from the kavanah tefillah. And with those kavanahs, we should be zeicha mitzvah Hashem, that this magefa should be finished quickly without any damage, and we should be zeicha to the gula. Shalom, mehevi amen, amen.
Maybe I missed the beginning.